Grease Man. DC 101.
You know, hydraulics is like it's like having a Ford, you know? It's basic, it always works, and it's low maintenance. But having that sweet thing's like having a Maserati or a Lamborghini. It's good for a lot more, but boy, sucker's always in the shop, you know? So, yeah, you're gonna have to go to the doctor. I'll be standing right there, though. I don't trust those guys. I don't know, you're still a man. You may be OBGYN, but you're still a man. I don't know if I want him eyeball to eyeball with that thing. Just, you never know. You know, what is he thinking? What is he thinking? As sweet as she is, too? I don't know. It's like with Estelle, you know, I remember she always really liked to go to the doctor, you know, climb in them stirrups quicker than Gene Autry, you know? And I remember one time I took her to the doctor and she kind of chuckled on the way in there. The doctor smiled and said, "Oh, Estelle, good to see you." So Estelle walked in there, and I said, "Don't be long, Doctor. We got places to go." So Estelle went in there, and I'm sitting there thumbing through a dog-eared magazine, listening to the chuckling coming out of there. And suddenly, I hear a suspicious sound coming out of the room there. And I'm thinking to myself, "Wait a minute." You know, I put the magazine back down, and I'm listening. You know, like. He's got the door shut to the examination room, but, I mean, I can tell Estelle's voice. Lord knows I'd heard it. So I'm sitting there, and I hear Estelle. I'm thinking, what in the blue... Hey! Put a little more grease on the specula, for crying out loud! My wife, you got in there! So I start biting my nail. With a trembling hand, I light up a Camel. As I listen to Estelle... I'm thinking, wait a minute, that hot shot saw bones in there? What the hell's he doing? The blue blazes, huh? Maybe just... That's what he told me to scoot down. Maybe he's doing more looking at that. I hear Estelle! Doctor! You took an oath, Doctor! You took an oath! How dare you violate your position! Estelle! I'm out here listening to you, Estelle! But neither one of them was answering me. Neither the doctor nor Estelle. Neither one. I tried the door and it was locked! The door to the examination was locked! I started pounding. I said, "Hey, y'all! What do you think, I'm stupid? What do I got stupid written across my forehead? I'm going to sit out here while you two are having a hot time. Right there in the stinking doctor's office. Michelle? My God. That's why I started to put my shoulder to the door. I said, I'll break your neck, doctor. And I looked around and I said, "Where's Estelle?" The doctor was just sitting there all by himself at a table doing some paperwork. Yeah. I said, "Estelle's not in here?" He said, "No, Estelle's not in here. I haven't done the examination yet." I said, "What? What's all that screaming there?" He said, she's getting ready for the exam. She's in the bathroom taking a constitutional.
The Grease Man, DC 101.